He's a two-time World Series champion. He's a DH monster, and now he's a Texas Ranger. Ladies and gentlemen, we head to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in Jock Peterson into the G-Bag Nation. Jock, thanks so much for giving us some time, man. Welcome to town. How does it feel?
That's right. Love it. Thank you. I'm excited. It's been great.
That's great, man. We're excited to have you. How was the intro presser there? It seemed like I'm reading some things on Twitter, and the Rangers fan base is already even more fired up. They love you already, Jock.
I love it. I love it. I'm excited to be here. It's a great group of guys, and we're all hungry, ready to get back to the playoffs and make another run at a championship.
Hey, Jock, with your football background, we were kind of hoping you would get here a lot earlier and help this Cowboy bunch. You know, the Dallas Cowboys could use a badass, you know, catcher of the football, tough guy, you know.
Yeah, what's your position, Jock?
Good locker room guy. We could have used all that earlier. We needed you about 2 months earlier if we could have.
Oh, man. Yeah. wide receiver. Wide receiver. I don't know. I'm sure the story's around, but I grew up with Devontae Adams, so me and him were running a wide receiver, and now he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver. So, I picked the wrong sport. No, I'm kidding.
that can make you go to baseball real quick when you see what.
You see that athleticism, that's what made it real easy. I said, all right. So me and you, we're not the same. You're doing things I can't do.
Do you ever keep in touch with him? Some of my old high school buddies still keep in touch with, but professional athletes do that? I mean, are you just kind of like admire him from afar and he admires you from afar?
No, we talk a little bit, once a month or so, probably.
Good for you.
Catch up, he's a good guy, and I'm really happy for him.
Well, Jock, what was the recruiting process like getting you to become a Texas Ranger? How did that all develop?
Man, I don't know. Everything aligned. Everything I was looking for and everything they were looking for. It both aligned, and it was a perfect fit. We're excited to be here. They're looking to win now, and that's what I want to do. It's a first-class organization. They've shown that. I've talked to so many people that have been here that loved it, and it's going to be a great experience. And like I said, it's a good time to be a Ranger.
Jock, did you think Chris Young was that tall? Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
Was it one of those things when you walked in the room, did you go, my God, he's a big man? See, that's what when I first met him, and I'm 6'3 myself, and I was looking up at the dude and going, all right, I could see this guy standing on the hill intimidating people, but was he bigger than what you thought?
Box, you'd get in the box, and you would see him on the mound, and you're like, oh, man, all right, can he back up a little bit? You know, move him back, you know? But, no, you get in person. He walks in a room. He commands the room.
He sure does.
So intelligent, competitive. You can see the attention, the detail in his urge and to want to win, and he's going to do whatever it takes to win. He's going to keep everyone accountable and maintain that standard, which is the excellent standard. And I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jock Peterson with us here on The Fan, and of course, former teammate Corey Seager. Now you get to rejoin him in this Rangers lineup. Yeah, any other buddies on this Rangers team?
I play with Spores a little bit, but yeah, Seager, we've known each other for 10 plus years. So to watch him grow up and have the career that he has, it's incredible. On his way to a first ballot Hall of Famer, and it's not every day you get to watch that type of player work, go about his business, post, and someone who's humble and has the same eager to win and be great every single day. It's a rare breed. He's a rare breed, and I'm excited to be back with him, and I want to accomplish some special things together.
Well, you're off your best year, Jock. What do you think? Why were you able to put it all together? What was different about this last season?
As you go on in this game, you continue to learn, and you filter good stuff, filter bad stuff, and you add it to your repertoire. And I think I want to I think I'm just continuing, starting to hit. Sounds different because, like, I don't play the field as much, but, like, my prime as a hitter, where, like, understanding, seeing what I do well, seeing how pitchers attack me, seeing when I do this, I don't do this as well, and catching, you know, spirals quicker and leaving the other stuff alone to just let ride and, you know, just bobbing and weaving and learning. You learn and you always are, this game's going to teach you until you're done playing it. And even after then, it'll probably teach you some more. So it's just for us to be able to take that information, how we use it. And I think I've been able to continue to add to it instead of it making negative and running me out of the game.
Hey, Jock, how I was just looking up something about you real quick because I was curious where you're from. You're from the prettiest place in the world, I think, Palo Alto, California. I used to be an NFL scout, and I could tell you how many times I loved going to Stanford. I loved Palo Alto, California. I wish I had the money to live there because as a scout, you really can't live in a place like Palo Alto. But talk, I mean, like I said, that has to be. I mean, I just can't imagine growing up in a place like that. How beautiful that place is.
Yeah, I mean, I was very spoiled and fortunate to be able to grow up there. It's one of the more beautiful spots in the world.
No question.
Special.
No
and
question.
And that's it's pretty interesting. You're a free agent, and then we play in the summer, obviously. So
yeah.
I grew up in summertime. You know, it's 80 to 87 degrees, 90 degrees is hot.
Yeah.
And it throws your reality off of other cities in the States summertime.
Yeah.
You know, there's not very many places where the summertime's nice. And, you know, obviously it gets a little toasty here in the summer, but we got this beautiful stadium and it's going to be great.
I'm super jealous of you. I know he's a professional athlete, but super jealous where you're from. It's just, I can't believe how beautiful that place is. And I want to also ask you a question too. Your given name is Jock. Is it family name, granddad, something? What do you got? How did you get the first name Jock?
Man, I get asked all the time.
Okay, parents, I'm sorry about that. Bad question on my part.
Yeah, bad question, but no. I got a brother named Champ.
Okay.
I got a brother named Tiger and a sister, JC. So we kind of all have some odd names. And
creative parents. So,
yeah, the only one who has anything behind it, because they always ask us, is my brother Tiger. My dad went to USC, Southern California, and Rob Dado was the baseball coach.
Yeah.
And he'd called everyone Tiger. Hey, Tiger. Hey. So that's how Tiger got his name.
Okay.
Champ and me, man, I don't know.
No clue.
Yeah, it is what it is, but, you know. We ball, so it's all good.
Dang right you do. Jock Peterson with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I see your nickname on MLB.com. They have it as King. Is that is that real?
I don't know. I've had a few nicknames along the line. But, yeah, for a while, that's what they were going by. They were calling me. But I don't know. You go to new places. I don't know. I like to have fun, mess around, laugh.
Yeah.
Have a good time, and somehow King came out of that one, but I'm sure I'll have a new nickname here.
I love it.
Well, but yeah, I'm excited to get to know the guys and have fun.
Yeah, the narrative around you is you're a great clubhouse guy.
Yes,
Jock, and you got to earn something like that. You must be a damn good friend, damn good teammate.
Yeah, I just like to have fun with the boys. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's a great group. To win a World Series, you know it's got to be a tight group, close together. They're pulling for each other. So I just want to add to that and get back to that mentality and that drive.
Are you strictly DHing here, or are you going to be doing some field work? What's the plan?
Not sure. And to me, whatever makes the team better. Like I said, it is you leave your ego at the door and you do what's best for that team. Last year, I was on a team that didn't make the playoffs off a tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
So that just shows you that whether it's a day game in July, a doubleheader game in August, and you don't want, you know, everyone's tired, that game matters just as much as game 162. So there's no time to be like, put your ego in front and say, I want to do this to help myself. It's not. It's team first.
Yeah. All my major league scouting buddies were just, they're absolutely in love with you as a player and as a person. And like, they're like, damn, they got a great locker room guy. They got a great teammate. And I think that when you start to talk about chemistry and stuff like that, man, it's, I guess you can't have enough Jock Petersons in the world.
Just one, baby. No. it's all good. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's very humbling to hear that, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're a Cali guy, but I see you're a Whataburger guy. So I love your Whataburger videos. You
know, yeah, that's new. That's now I'm in Texas. See, everything's aligning. I don't know. It wasn't meant to be, and now here we are. So I love it.
They got one in the stadium now. You got a water burger in the stadium.
Yeah, you go. Might be standing up there with you. Hey, Bochy, I'm up here grabbing a burger real quick. I'll be down in a minute.
Well, what's the go-to order at Whataburger for Jock Petersen?
I switch it up. Keep them on their toes, you know. Yeah. I don't go there too much. I'm already a little on the girthy side. So I keep it clean most of the time. Like to splurge, you know. I don't let the kid get a milkshake, all right? That's all I'm saying.
That's the beauty of Whataburger, man. The options are endless. You want to get a little breakfast action, you need to get the burger, a little chicken sandwich. that's fantastic. How superstitious are you, Jock?
Not much. It's actually funny. The club he came up to, Brandon Boyd, and hey, I got to put a bad order in for you. You know, so welcome. You're welcome. I had about 400 at-bats or 500 at-bats last year, and I used my actual bat probably like 10 times. So just order more for everyone else because it's a free-for-all. Whatever's got the hits in it, I'm swinging it. So, yeah.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, we're super happy to have you here with the Texas Rangers. Cannot wait to get out to Surprise, Arizona, get to meet you in person, man. It's going to be an awesome season. Good luck moving forward.
I'm excited. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jock Petersen, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
There you go.
The personality shines through.
It does.
Everybody loves this guy.
Like the, I thought the Whataburger order was the patty melt.
No, he went with the video that we played the audio of last week. It was the breakfast on a bun.
Breakfast on a bun.
Little B.O.B. action.
There you go, B.O.B.
But
right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
You don't want to just be married to one item.
He's got the right plan, I would say.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does, man. That's fantastic. All right, Jock Petersen, first installment with the G-Bag Nation. Looking forward to getting out to Surprise, Arizona.
I could see.
We're going to have some fun with him.
I see you and Wolchuk with that interview, that morning interview, and then the afternoon we play it. It's going to be a lot of fun with the questions you guys are going to ask him.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure.